On Thursday, Skagway leaders' financial worries sank a proposal to gauge voter support of a recreation center expansion and pool. Assembly members said they need to focus on more pressing issues, like a pending waterfront lease. Assemblyman Jay Burnham has advocated for this rec center expansion and pool from the start of his term 2 years ago. His efforts were stymied once again at Thursday's assembly meeting. Burnham wanted to send advisory questions to voters asking whether they support a rec center expansion and, separately, if they support an aquatic wellness center.
I see this as a way to gauge whether or not the people of this town would like to direct us to look into getting a pool.
This proposal followed the Assembly's rejection earlier this summer of a more binding ballot question. That question would have asked voters whether to approve a 1% sales tax hike to pay for the estimated $17 million project. But even though the advisory questions are not binding, the majority of the Assembly was still resistant.
It's like having a mortgage and wanting to buy a Porsche.
Assemblyman Tim Cochran pointed to Skagway's more than $20 million bond debt. He said soon the city might be able to pay down more of that debt. That is, if negotiations on waterfront leases are successful. The city is in the middle of lease talks with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. The railroad wants a new 15-year contract after its current lease expires in 2023. If the agreement is approved, the city can expect more revenue.
But I think we should pay down our debt with the few years of the waterfront being intact and receiving some of the revenues before we start taking on some more big projects, multi-million dollar projects, because we've got a lot on our plate right now. And we're spending a lot of time at our jobs, at meetings, at committee meetings, at negotiations, and frankly, I'm exhausted.
Assemblymember Orion Hansen agreed that Skagway tends to live beyond its means by committing to expensive projects, but he said there wouldn't be harm in an advisory vote. Here's Hansen with Cochran responding.
I don't think we need to blow this out of proportion and deprive the people their opportunity to say what they want and what they don't.
Okay.
I think a majority of the people in this town don't have any clue as to what our financial situation is. Look at the audience out here. It's not a full audience every time we have a meeting. And people think we're rich. They're used to getting a yes.
The rec center advisory question proposal failed in a 4-2 vote. Jay Burnham and Hansen were the only yes votes. The assembly continued to talk about the White Pass lease. The group voted to make a couple changes suggested by borough attorney Bob Blasco. One amendment makes the city's agreement to a new lease contingent on ore basin contamination cleanup. The assembly also asked the Port Commission to work on a floating dock project description. The infrastructure would help accommodate larger cruise ships and is the incentive behind the White Pass lease negotiations. Hansen said he hoped the assembly would be able to finish its work on the lease before two assembly positions change hands in the October 3rd election.
I think we have to have the end game that up or down, we vote this while we have this assembly sitting here because we are informed. And there's a huge education factor of whoever comes next.
Assembly members Spencer Morgan and Monica Carlson have not filed to retain their seats. So far, there are two candidates for the two open spots, former Assembly member Dan Henry and write-in candidate Dewey McCracken. Incumbent Mark Schaefer is the only mayoral candidate. At Thursday's meeting, multiple residents voiced disappointment that there weren't more people running for office. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.